Here in California, a mammoth discovery this week. Literally, construction crews were preparing to build homes in Moore Park, that's just north of Los Angeles, when a paleontologist uncovered the skeleton of a giant prehistoric woolly mammoth. They believe it could be 12 feet tall, and it appears to be more than 50% complete. Even its 8-foot-long curved tusks appear to be mostly intact. Bruce Lander is a partner in Paleo Environmental Associates. It's a firm that was called in to start digging out the remains. And Mr. Lander, tell us how this mammoth was discovered.
Well, there was a paleontologic construction monitor on site as required by city guidelines, and his job was to prospect for fossil remains in areas that had been freshly exposed by grading. And one of the graders, it turned out, had given a crew cut to a mammoth skeleton, and the monitor quickly realized that this was a major find, but something well beyond his capabilities to recover, because he was working as an individual, and immediately made inquiries of local museums and consulting firms and finally reached us, and we agreed to assist in recovering the specimen.
How old do you think this mammoth is?
Well, based on the particular rock unit that the specimen was found in, previous work by geologists have determined that the unit is no younger than about 400,000 years in age, and the bottom perhaps close to 1.9 million years. Mammoths didn't reach North America until about 1.3 or 1.4 million years ago, so it's somewhere in the range of 400,000 to 1.4 million years old.
Hmm.
And that'll be during the ice ages.
How significant is this discovery?
Well, anything in the way of a fossil land mammal is considered significant, but this one especially so because it represents a mammoth, which isn't that common in the fossil record, even in Southern California. But if it's as old as we think it might be, it could very well represent the earliest species of mammoth known from the United States and most of North America. It's something called the Mammothus meridionalis, and if it is in fact that particular species of mammoth, it's one of perhaps four occurrences of this animal in the United States.
Well, how is it that the remains have been preserved for so long?
Probably some fortuitous circumstances where the animal died and was covered very soon after it died, so there wasn't enough time for the animal to be dispersed by the activities of predators or carnivores. So it's just a combination of fortunate events.
Where will the specimen go?
That's to be determined, but the city of Moore Park, of course, is the authorizing agency on this, and they have indicated some interest in having a specimen transferred to the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. So that's certainly the best option at this point, but there are other options that the city can also explore. For example, setting up their own exhibit in a museum that the city would develop.
Bruce Lander is a partner in Paleo Environmental Associates. That's the company that is digging out the mammoth found in Moore Park, California. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.